I'm sending an email.
That's funny.
Okay, all right. I'm going to call to order the, let's see, what's today, October 11th, 2018 hearing of the Aberdeen Architectural Conservation District Commission. In attendance today are commissioners Lisa Keegan-Parcell, Helen Pillsbury, Kirsten Hoffman, alternate Sharon Cayley, and staff member Joe Cornish. We're going to begin by ratifying the hearing minutes from the September 13th, 2018 meeting. Hearing. Are there any commissioner comments on the hearing minutes from the September hearing? I read through them. I think they're fine. I'll make a motion to approve.
Second.
I'm just going to give Helen a second here.
No.
Okay, all right. So you look very into it. No, okay, no. So Sharon?
Just waiting.
Yes.
Kirsten?
Yeah.
Helen?
Yes.
I'll say yes. So we have unanimously voted to ratify the September 13th, 2018 hearing minutes of the Aberdeen Architectural Conservation District Commission. Staff updates.
Sure. I'll say our first item 74 Quarry Road, they're still working on their site plan.
Okay.
So they tell me they'll be ready to come to our November hearing. So that's still in the works.
Okay.
We haven't yet posted Eric's position. We're working to add some new responsibilities to it and see if that gets approved. Our idea is, and this is somewhat confidential, we're trying to have a senior planner position and sort of a regular planner position to try to keep them staying longer. So we'll have someone
in the pipeline.
Someone who has a few more responsibilities and will be making a little more money. So
got it.
Hopefully that'll go through and we'll have someone quickly. But other than that, those are updates.
Okay, any commissioner questions or comments? Okay, I will pause this until...
More homework then.
Okay, I'm going to again call to order the Aberdeen Architectural Conservation District Commission October 11, 2018 hearing. We'll beginning with design review application 19.452AB, 1937 to 1939 Beacon Street. Proposed work at front facade, install new wall sign. If you can just introduce yourself, please. Thank you.
Jacob Simmons.
Okay. Do you want to review with us what the plan is?
Yeah, so
basically we're proposing to install a 6-foot by 22-foot wood PVC backed sign. Right now the facade is blank. There was a sign there at one point. I think a few years ago it was taken down. As you can see, it was in rough shape. So the proposal is, you know, rather than doing another one of those, frankly, out of character with the area signs, we wanted to do something a little less obvious. So, you know, we have a local painter, Dan Murphy, who's gonna, you know, paint the sign kind of a homage to it, but you know, not, there's going to be no backlights, no front lights either. I think there's plenty of lighting there as is. You know, it's we're going to do a crown cornice type trim around the exterior. It's not on the.
Yeah, I have it here.
So it's going to be about 3/8 inch thick, the actual sign, and then it's going to be about an inch and a half.
There's going to be a molding that goes around, kind of like a frame, right?
Exactly,
kind of like
rather than have kind of sharp, sheer edges.
And that'll be located, I'm guessing, within the, just around the edges here.
Correct, so within the 6 feet by 22 feet, it's not going to be further out than that. And then, I'd say the total, it's probably going to be about a three inch protrusion from the facade to the edge of the trim. That's pretty much it, you know. Hope to, right now it's kind of dead looking,
building. Can you say the materials again?
Yes, so it's going to be a PVC backed wood sign, so all the everything that you'll see is wood, and then just on the backing.
And so that's painted, like painted on a script.
Correct.
Of Marion's logo.
Correct. So rather than printed on, we have a local painter.
And so no lighting on the facade at all, like
no.
Just ambient street lights or whatever.
Correct.
At night would light it.
Correct. There's there's lit up signs all over, but I don't think it needs it.
And one question, I know there was an awning there once. Are there any plans to put that back in place?
No, and I'll tell you the reason is kind of, one thing we heard from the neighbors was when there's an awning, people are comfortable waiting in line and congregating, and the crowd that goes there, they may end up being louder than you want. So we figured if you get rid of the awning, you kind of get rid of that incentive or make it less likely people are going to just stand out in front of the place. So that was our thinking.
Actually, previously there was a sign on the side, I think, wasn't there also? You're not doing anything on the
I'm sorry?
Side. I almost feel like previously there was a sign on the side as well. You're not doing anything on the side,
no,
just the front.
No, so just on the front.
What can you tell me, what the size of the old sign was compared to the new one? My only issue is that it
just
seems extremely large
very
and
large.
Almost out of balance.
Yeah,
with
I think
the
so.
Right.
Old.
So we actually, Joe, as we were discussing initially, the proposal was to build the whole white facade, and the kind of initial feedback was that was too large. So just based on what
that's what they were.
Yeah.
Really
so
big.
we kind of heard loud and clear that's a little too much. We actually based this sign on the size of the old one. So this is pretty much exactly the same size.
Can you go back to the...
Sure.
Yeah, that seems way... It seems to me...
So I'll say this. If it needs to be reduced further, that's, we're not married to any size. We'd like to put something up there, but if you guys feel that...
So I just even looked at what the... If it was 3/4 of that size, right, which would be 16.5 by 4.5, I think... It'll still be large enough to give them what they're asking for. I mean, it's not like we need to see anything behind it, so it's not like it needs to be small.
Right.
But that feels like overwhelming.
It's just a small building.
16.5 by 4.5 is 16 by 4. If it's easier, it's fine with us.
That seems like it would be. I don't know what the size of the previous one was, but that sounds more similar to the size.
Yeah, it looks like the previous one ended about in between the door and the window.
So maybe if we kind of, I guess.
It's hard to tell with the awning.
At the outer edge of that last window,
yeah.
Would that, and then, mimic on the same side, would that be more, in line?
Yeah, I would think so.
Yeah.
Right.
It would balance because the way the sign is now, it's halfway into the door.
So I say we give a maximum size and let them take their sizing from there, right?
That's a good idea.
So I would say that 16.5 by 4.5, which is still proportionally the same dimensions as that, would be the maximum size. Additional commissioner comments?
I try to look at the guidelines.
I didn't see anything about...
I didn't see that anything that seemed... out of keeping with, because it's a wood sign.
Right.
Yeah.
It's, the plastic is just behind.
It's, and it's not
so
illuminated.
It's the material
it's not
shows
illuminated.
It's wood.
So it's better than maybe something like that always sends an abandoned building.
Right.
Which was kind of, the idea was to make it have a little more life.
Cleveland Circle is lively enough already.
Are there any other additional commissioner comments or questions? No. I'm going to make a motion to approve with provisos that the maximum size of the signage be 16.5 by 4.5, but other than that, the applicant can choose the size. Do I have a second?
Second.
Okay, Sharon?
Yes.
Kirsten?
Yes.
Helen? And I'll say yes. We have unanimously voted to approve with provisos application 19.452AB, 1937 to 1939 Beacon Street. Great. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Sorry about...
Nope. That's all right. No problem. Staff will follow up with you with a letter from today.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Take care.
Have a good day. Okay. If there are no other commissioner comments or questions, I'm going to make a motion to adjourn.
I'll second it.
And Sharon?
Yes.
And Kirsten?
Yes.
And Helen?
Yes.
And I will say yes. And we are adjourning.
For that little
we are adjourning the October 11th, 2018 hearing of the Aberdeen Architectural Conservation District Commission.